For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. The car fire in Redding, California, which has killed 6 people and destroyed 500 structures, is still only 5% contained. But with calmer winds, fire officials expect containment percentages to increase overnight. The number of people reported missing has decreased, Shasta County Sheriff Tom Basenko.
A missing persons hotline has been established. To date, there's been 16 reports made of missing persons. 9 of those have been cleared. 7 are currently being investigated.
Currently, 38,000 people are under evacuation orders. Redding Police Chief Roger Moore says so many homes left empty poses a problem.
Looting is a specific crime. We are often getting to these folks before they commit the crime. We just arrested one with illegal weapons in a neighborhood that he shouldn't have been.
You're listening to USA Radio News. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. The car fire in Redding, California, which has killed 6 people and destroyed 500 structures, is still only 5% contained. But with calmer winds, fire officials expect containment percentages to increase overnight. The number of people reported missing has decreased, Shasta County Sheriff Tom Basenko.
A missing persons hotline has been established. To date, there's been 16 reports made of missing persons. 9 of those have been cleared. 7 are currently being investigated.
Currently, 38,000 people are under evacuation orders. Redding Police Chief Roger Moore says so many homes left empty poses a problem.
Looting is a specific crime. We are often getting to these folks before they commit the crime. We just arrested one with illegal weapons in a neighborhood that he shouldn't have been.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
President Trump is again tweeting about the Mueller investigation and also attacking Robert Mueller. This after his attorney, Rudy Giuliani, told Face the Nation the president might yet talk to Mueller.
I can't tell you what the offer looks like, except there is a sort of area of questioning and a group of restrictions on it that you know, we could live with.
But then after that, the president tweeted many of his usual claims of no collusion, witch hunt, and questioned both Mueller's staff and his objectivity. More toxic tap water in Michigan. Thousands of people told to drink bottled water in Kalamazoo County over concerns of a chemical retardant called PFAS in the drinking water. State Representative Peter Lucido's calling for a ban on the substance and says it's being used at Air Force bases across the state.
I think it's over the top compared to the Flint water crisis. Over the top. Flint water crisis was contained in a localized area. This PFAS, I mean, this is all over the place. Anywhere you see a base.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The head of the Federal Housing Finance Agency is under investigation for sexual harassment. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
Melvin Watt, whose agency oversees the mortgage finance companies Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, is the focus of an investigation being conducted by the United States Postal Service, which isn't commenting on it. But Politico reports it's in connection with a woman's claims that in 2016, Watt made several unwanted sexual advances to her during a meeting to discuss her career and salary. Watt, a Democrat,